Responsible for putting many of his usual subjects on the musical map, as it were. This week he's looking at the history of the Royal Philharmonic Society, who are celebrating their 200th anniversary. And having spent much of this evening in the company of Wagner, you may find Wednesday's programme particularly apt. It's all about the tumultuous season in 1855, when Wagner took charge of the Royal Philharmonic Society's orchestra. And not forgetting, of course, that Composer of the Week itself has just turned 70, and to mark the occasion, Donald is inviting you to contribute the names of composers you'd like to hear featured in a future programme, but who haven't yet made it onto his list. By all accounts, there have been hundreds of suggestions already, all gratefully received, so do keep them coming. Details of how to add yours are on the Composer of the Week page of the Radio 3 website. Before that, tomorrow morning, Rob Cowan brings you his essential classics. His CD of the week is by the pianist Alexis Weissenberg, who died last year. It's a collection called The Champagne Pianist. And his guest on the programme every day is Hale Afshar, the prominent Muslim feminist. That's all in Essential Classics at 9 o'clock tomorrow. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:30, time now for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
The evocative and haunting sounds of tenor sax giant Bobby Wellens, and we feature a special concert set recorded at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival of Bobby with his quartet later on the show. Also on the programme, some of the latest new releases from the Christian Garrick, John Etheridge duo and the legendary Keith Jarrett trio. But first up, it's Uberjam De from guitarist John Scofield, and this is Camelus. The guitar and groove sound of John Scofield and Camillus from his new album Uberjam 2, just out now on the MRC Decca label. The album is part two of a groove collection from 2002 and reunites him with the rhythm guitar of Avi Bortnick and drummer Adam Deitch. And Scofield manages to work in grooves inspired by Curtis Mayfield, Al Green and even Steely Dan. Joining them on bass is Andy Hess. Well, from the groove-oriented sounds of John Scofield to a couple of homegrown giants in the duo that combines virtuoso violinist Christian Garrick and guitar maestro John Etheridge. The album is called When the World Stopped for Snow and draws on compositions from the standard folk and rock repertoire. They present an imaginative collection that's tender and wide-ranging. This is their treatment of a recent classic by Alison Goldfrapp and Will Gregory, Paper Bag. The beautiful violin and guitar combination of Christian Garrick and John Etheridge and Paper Bag by Goldfrapp. The album is out on the Flying Blue Whale Records label and combines gorgeous versions of standards Mona Lisa, Skylark, and In a Sentimental Mood with choice compositions from Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and Randy Newman, amongst others. Well, now we go to our concert set, which features highlights from saxophonist Bobby Wellens in concert at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. The legendary saxophone master appeared in his hometown with a quartet that was to feature his longtime collaborator and legend in his own right, Stan Tracy. But owing to illness, the piano chair was filled at short notice by the excellent Paul Harrison. Recorded on the 30th of June at the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow, this was the 27th Glasgow Jazz Festival and also marked the 20th anniversary of the festival using the Old Fruit Market as a venue. Completing the lineup on bass and drums are Andy Kleindert and Clark Tracy. Absent but ever present, Wellens kicked off the set with a composition dedicated to the maestro. This is Blues for Stan William Tracy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Bobby Wellens Quartet and My Funny Valentine, featuring Paul Harrison on piano, Andrew Kleiner on bass, Clark Tracy on the drums, and Bobby Wellens was playing the tenor saxophone. And for all the titles played on tonight's show, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. I'm Julian Joseph. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, online, on FM, and on digital radio. Vocalist Omar is an iconic British musician who's been creating fine music for well over three decades. He's been endorsed by the very best and has a solid die-hard following of hipsters. His latest album is called The Man and sees him on top form with funky, soulful and Caribbean sounds. This is his collaboration with the Hidden Jazz Orchestra, High Heels.
Crazy with your makeup and high heels on. They need something's not right. 3 o'clock in the morning, where could you be? You said you'd come around, but I still don't see.
The soulful sounds of vocalist Omar and High Heels with the Hidden Jazz Orchestra, taken from his latest album called The Man, just out now on the Freestyle Records label. And there's a great remake of his classic There's Nothing Like This, featuring the magical bass of Pino Palladino. Well worth a listen. Who knows, we may play that for you on a future show. And staying with the homegrown talent, a few of us British artists have made the pilgrimage to the United States, and one in particular who's found his feet very quickly is the Doncaster-born pianist John Escrete, who's just about to release his second album. Escrete has been residing and playing in New York City for the best part of 5 years. His latest album is released on Mike Janish's Worldwind Recordings label and puts him in great company with Chris Potter on tenor saxophone, Matt Brewer on bass, and the excellent Jim Black on drums. This is Laura Angela. Laura Angela from British pianist John Escrete, and we heard the tenor saxophone of Chris Potter. The album is released in October on the Whirlwind Recordings label, and that track is by far the tamest on an album that utilizes elements of the avant-garde with great effectiveness. Escrete is definitely finding his own place in this vast music. Well, that's almost the end of our show for this week. There's plenty more jazz on the BBC Radio 3 airwaves. Check out Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. This week, Jez has music from the BBC Introducing Stage at the Manchester Jazz Festival, including Laura Cole's Metamorphic and Moonlight Saving Time. And on next week's jazz lineup, Kevin Legendre presents concert session music from the BBC Maida Vale Studios by saxophonist Jason Yard and pianist Andrew McCormack, plus an interview with American vibraphone pioneer Gary Burton. Well, I'll leave you in the capable hands of Keith Jarrett, Gary Peacock and Jack DeJohnette. The new album is called Somewhere, and this is their take on the beautiful Stars Fell on Alabama. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. A largely Croatian selection of music-making features throughout this morning's programme, as the country is celebrating a public holiday today. And for most of the first 2 hours, it's an all-Haydn concert from February 2012 by the Varaždin Chamber Orchestra. Mario Korunic is the soloist in violin and viola concertos by the brothers Joseph and Michael, and he bookends the concert by conducting two of Joseph's symphonies. Number 60 in C has 6 movements, and it's nicknamed Il Distrato, as it's based on Haydn's score for a play about an absent-minded man who has to tie a knot in his cravat to remind him to turn up for his own wedding.
Thank you. Thank you.